Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London town.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, it is for your Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to it. How are we, guys?
Good. How was your day yesterday?
It was okay.
Did you swim?
Hey, I swam twice. Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah, I swam twice.
What, you went and came home and went again?
Yeah, I swam and jam, and then I had
What's
a
jam?
Break, gymmed.
Oh.
I just wanted to rhyme with swam.
Okay.
Because I usually say swim and gym, and I said swam, and so then I was stuck in my head. But I've run out of clothes.
You joined a band
midway
through the day.
The swam and jam. Can we jam with swam? But I'm out of clothes now, and I'm wearing Speedos as underwear.
No, when we left yesterday, you said you were going to go find a place to wash your clothes, and
yeah.
I said you're going to find a laundromat, and you said, no, I'll just find somebody to do them for me.
Yeah. Well, it was – and I thought they said, you know, we can do them same day, and so I – took off my jumper, only jumper that I own, and I put it in the bag.
And your underpants.
And
is that why you're wearing your budget smugglers?
Well, because I didn't know I was going swimming, I had a budget smugglers on. And so now I don't have any, I'm wearing Speedos.
You know the shops.
Yeah,
I bought nothing to do. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Do you know where I ended up
yesterday?
I was walking with Mum again. You know, on the weekend, I stumbled into the Jubilee with Mum.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know where I stumbled yesterday?
Where?
Walking along, and I said to Mum, why do you think there's all those cameras there? She goes, I don't know. Where are we? And we look up. We're at 10 Downing Street. And you know what was happening yesterday?
Oh.
It was the challenge to Bojo. And there was media everywhere. And then we kept walking. We ended up at Houses of Parliament. And there was just media everywhere. And as we were walking past, Mum's like, that's a parliamentarian. That's a parliamentarian. Then I heard another one going to the other one. Gosh, big day, hey? God, these days never get any shorter. And they were all, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm in the throes of a...
Yes.
Overthrow.
Yes.
Only he got reinstated. So there was no overthrow, but still
it's
I was part of the action.
Yeah.
My little news nose sniffed out
I
the
know.
Action.
Isn't that fun? Even when you're trying to avoid it, you end up in the middle of it.
And it took all my might not to gate crash that pack. And then I was texting the lead, my other little news hound friend.
What would you have asked?
And he said, were you tempted to crash the pack just for content? And I said, you're a good man, Waleed. You know me well. And he said, 131060, what did you crash? And I said, oh, my God, you even know our number.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So is that what we're doing?
What did you crash?
Yeah.
131060. No, up next, I'm going to tell you about your surprise that I've organised for you tonight.
Okay.
And you're going to hate every little
Great.
Bit of it.
I'm excited.
And we're giving away Ed Sheeran tickets today as well. So much happening.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you have been begging me to hang out with you since you got here.
Yeah, heaps. Yeah. You keep bailing.
No, I saw you the other day.
And then I've got a group of new friends here. And
great.
No, I want to hang out.
Yeah, great. Yep. So I've organised something fun tonight.
Yeah, great.
So I met a lady the other day when I was getting my nails done.
Yeah.
And we became like kindred spirits. We all of a sudden just were telling like our life story. And then
but
I
you're,
have a
you're,
habit of this happening when I go on holidays.
Was it a lady you were paying?
No. She was getting her nails done.
Oh, okay.
And anyway.
I thought we were getting our nails done.
Then she told me what she did. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. And then she said, you should come along. And I said, yes, I would love to. And I'd love to bring my partner, Chris. But I'd also love to bring the co-host of the show I work on. And she was like, definitely, because I told her all about you. Don't worry. You were included in the rundown of my life. And she said, he will love it. And I said, you don't know him. He will hate it. And that's why I'm going to bring him along.
It's now, karaoke or something.
I was not going to tell you what it is that we were doing and because I thought there's a chance you won't come.
Mm.
But because I also know that you've got nothing else to do, I know you will come. So I'm going to tell you what it is because we need the people's help because I can't work out which specific class to get you into.
Why class? No one has ever associated the word class with fun.
Oh, it's fun. We're going out dancing tonight and we are going to go and do a dance class together.
What dance class?
So we've got some options. We can do Boom Diggity.
Yeah.
An urban hip hop class.
Yeah.
Or we can do bachacha, which is like a Latin kind of movie.
Oh, bachacha could be me.
Yeah. Bachacha, yeah. I think, could be you. So then I said to the lady, have you got availability? And she was like, yes. And I said, how does bachacha work? And she said, oh, you'll love it because it's really lovely. You and your partner will get to dance together.
Oh,
and
God.
Then I said, then what does Tommy do?
Oh, my God.
She said, he can just rotate around, and if no one wants to dance with him, I will.
Why do you do this to me? Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's going to be great. It's nice to try new things. I think we'll laugh.
But
we'll have fun.
I don't think you're doing this to be fun.
I think you're doing it to be fun. It's my idea of fun. And we can't always do your idea of fun, which is sitting in a
Chris,
bar drinking.
You and Chris dancing while I do bachacha.
Hey, you might do boom diggity with a stranger.
You might meet the love of your life here. That's how she met her partner.
Who?
The dance instructor.
Oh. So what are our options again?
Okay, so we can either do bachacha or boom diggity.
Which one's going to be less partner-based?
I think...
Do you want to dance solo, bro?
Boom diggity is...
No, because I pictured boom diggity maybe is just like they teach you just some
choreo. I was going to show you videos, but my ability to upload things is not very good. So I'll give you a little... So when I looked at the video, boom diggity looks a bit like this. It's all a bit like...
Yeah, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And then the other one's all very like, yeah. And I think you'll love a bit more. I think it's more, and I know that's partner-based, but the first half isn't. It's all looking in front of the mirror, your favourite thing to do. You will love it.
I can't ask it.
Actually, you know what? You don't have to decide. Don't you decide.
Okay.
13, 10, 6. Great. You let the people decide. Tonight, friends, are we going to boom diggity or bachacha? I'm so excited. We'll go have a little champagne before, you know, get a bit nimble.
Oh, no, no. I want to be fresh on my feet. Nothing in the stomach. Thanks very much.
13, 10, 60. Help us decide.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, salsa or boom diggity?
No, that is not the exact question.
So sorry.
Watch Carrie and her partner dance salsa while I stand on the edge.
Oh, feel it. I can feel it already.
While I stand on the edge and I go, hi.
Hi,
I'm Tommy. I'm from Australia.
Tommy wants to do something, so I've booked us in for a dance class tonight, and we can choose to either do bachacha or we can do boom diggity. And I've just shown you the videos. Could you paint the picture for people?
Boom diggity looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of people are having a good time. And
how would you describe bachacha?
Bachacha is it's a more eclectic crowd.
Yeah, just a lot of middle-aged women moving the hips.
Yeah,
that's your hitting zone. That'd be great. But when I tried to book us in, the lady said that Chris and I would get to dance together and then you'd just rotate through people. Sasha, are we going boom diggity or bachacha?
No, you're doing the cha-cha.
Okay.
And while you're doing the cha-cha, I thought it would be a perfect opportunity for Tommy to practice his wedding speech.
Oh, while you're doing it
with a random.
Doing it with a random and practice that speech.
That's good.
Sasha sounds like she likes a bit of bachacha. Doing it with a random.
Yeah, you kept calling it cha-cha, Sasha. It's it is boo cha-cha, this one.
No, it's bar cha-cha.
Oh, is it?
But bar I think cha-cha. Sasha's right. They do a lot of cha-cha.
Okay.
And
where's the bar come in?
I don't know. I think it's a type
from
of
the
dancing.
Sheep.
I think it's actually bachata.
There's sheep over there, isn't there?
Sasha's fun.
I know, Sasha.
I think you'd like to come along tonight, Sasha. You'd be good.
Oh, well, if I was in England, I would, but I'm stuck in Melbourne, so I can't.
The relief is palpable.
I know. Thank you, Sasha.
What about Jenny? Jenny, where am I taking Tommy tonight?
Oh, boom diggity.
Yeah, I agree, Jenny.
If you look it up, I just Googled it because I'm in the car park waiting and I've got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
It actually means excellent or cool. And Tommy, that is you to a T.
Aww.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Jenny. Have we looked
because
up bar
you need to be cool. You do cool good.
Thank you, Jenny. I really appreciate it.
And we did look at the dancers doing Boom Diggity. They did look very cool.
Mm.
I'm not sure I've got quite the... I'm more the, like, baby giraffe at the back. So, oh.
That's fine. It also looked less... the thing I'm worried about is that it's going to be... This is going to be full of couples having intimate time.
No, that wasn't full of couples. Did you see lots of couples there? It was just women in their, like, maybe 40s. Me. In their activewear, doing a lot of hip wiggling.
This is like...
It's like Zumba.
This is like if I organise. Like
You've always wanted to do Zumba.
I have always wanted to do Zumba. That's
we
right.
do what you want to do all the time.
When?
We go sit in pubs and stuff.
When?
We did that on the weekend.
Actually, you did bring your daughter to a place called Negronis. That was fair. G'day, Marissa.
Hi. Now, Tommy, I'm not sure how good of a dancer you are. I'm tipping you're not that good, to be honest.
Shocking. Shocking.
So, no, you're not. Actually, absolutely. No, that's not true, Marissa.
Shocking.
I've seen you on a dance floor. You've got some rhythm.
My hips don't move, Marissa.
Then you definitely need to do the bachata to get those hips moving and practice those pickup lines with the old lady.
40's not old, Marissa.
It's not, Carrie. I've just turned 50. But I'm thinking his partners might be the older age, not yourself.
Jeez, I never knew this bachata chat was going to get so fiery.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ronnie just wants to weigh in. Ronnie, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Tommy, I reckon I've done rock and roll and it's very similar to cha-cha. And I tell you what, you hit the dance floor and know how to move it with a lady because the partner's sitting on the table. You're in, mate.
Oh, my God. So I'm going, not only am I going by myself tonight, I'm partner stealing.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Big. Oh, my God. It's time.
It is time.
Should we tell the people when we're doing it? Or leave them waiting?
No, I reckon we tell them.
Okay. If you've entered the Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy competition and you want to see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley, you want to go to dinner at his restaurant, Birdie Blossoms, you want to party with us for 4 days, then you need to sit by your phone now because in just a few minutes, we are going to make a call.
We'll do it on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Go ahead, London. 80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it out. Bad
habits. Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
The tension around Australia as people stare at their phones, waiting for the call, because now we have our winner's number here, but that's not all we have. We also have our winner's partner here. Yeah. Now this is dangerous chatting to them first, because if our winner doesn't answer.
Yeah, they don't get the tickets. But we know our winner has said that she'll either take her best friend or her partner. So we have both of them on the line now. Should we say his name?
Yeah.
Stu, how are you?
Hey, Gary, how's things?
Very, very well.
Tommy,
on a scale of 1 to 10,
good brother.
How excited would your partner be if we call her?
She'll be over the moon. She'll lose her biscuits, to say the least. she'll flip a lid, get the dump button ready. She might swear, but you've been warned. So,
hey Stu, I think a more important question is how likely is she to answer?
You would hope she's going to answer this phone call. If I could telepathically tell the phone, you'd like to think she's going to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because is she pretty good with her phone? Like when you call, what's
she is horrible.
Oh no, the phone
lives on silent.
And
we've asked you not to text her, Stu. You haven't texted her, have you?
Well, I've just left work, so I haven't had a chance to even think about doing that.
Okay. Well, if it's not you that she takes, Stu, and I can't wait to hear how this conversation goes, it'll be her best friend, Laurie. Laurie, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Good.
Laurie, what do you think? What do you think the chances of her answering are?
Well, she is actually really, really bad with her phone, so I hope she does it. Okay.
Hey, we're gonna put you two guys on hold there, so you can listen. Hopefully, she answers. Jesse, have you got? Is there a reason we're not saying her name?
Well,
you
started doing too much.
You started doing it,
and then I.
Okay, I was just.
I didn't know what the terms and conditions
were. Can we say her name?
Yes,
now?
We can. Yeah.
Jesse, have you got Karina's number there?
We are dialing.
Hello, Karina speaking.
Oh my God, you answered your phone.
I did answer my phone.
We heard it's on silent a lot of the time.
It's always on silent.
But why did you answer this time? What made you keep it nearby?
Because I was talking to someone earlier and they said make sure you answer every single phone call, even if it's a private number.
So Karina,
I had to answer
Karina,
it.
We legally have to tell you at this point that you are live on the radio.
And we've also been told you don't mind swearing, so yeah. We've got the dump button ready, but please don't swear, Karina. Please don't swear when we tell you are heading to London with Carrie and Tommy!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Now, here's the thing, Karina. You get to bring someone, right? It's a tough decision to make, and we thought, what better place to make that decision than live on air? We have your best mate, Laurie, and your partner, Stu, on the line now. You guys, talk amongst yourself. Work out who's coming.
I've already packed my bag. I'm ready to go. Stu's got to look after the kids.
Rain, who is Laurie? I have never heard of Laurie in my life. This is a stitch up. How much have you paid this Laurie to say nice things on the radio? But I've never heard of Laurie.
It's going to be a hard decision. It's ultimately going to come down to the children, who's looking after the children, I think.
Okay, so Stu, you're staying home with the kids.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely wouldn't trust Laurie looking after the children. I've never heard of her.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm so shaky.
Karina, whoever, we will definitely see you over here.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see Ed Sheeran over here. And Stu or Laurie, we'll see
Laurie,
one of you.
Well, you will know very soon.
Can't wait to see you over here, Karina.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. If you haven't entered yet, download the Listener app and you can enter. Just search Carrie and Tommy. We're going to give another one away tomorrow. You can catch Ed Sheeran on tour Feb and March 2023. All the details at frontiertouring.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Australia is making news overseas again, this time because of our big banana. Well, actually, I don't know. It's actually quite a small banana, but our peeled banana in Melbourne. Do you remember that sculpture went up last year? It had like a face on it.
Yeah, because the guy tried to cut it down. Remember? A vandal.
Yes.
Tried to hacksaw it.
Yes, and it was already peeled. The whole thing was put there as part of a road safety campaign, and then I think it was $22,000 for it to be put there or something.
For a road safety
campaign? Yeah, apparently, highlighting road safety. Yeah, there was a whole lot of other meanings behind it as well, but that's what its initial idea was.
Was it really?
Yes, apparently. I'm reading it.
I thought it was on the corner.
As part of a $100,000 taxpayer-funded grant from the TAC.
It's like Mario Kart when you're going to dodge the banana.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it does make me think you turn to look at it.
Yeah.
Which may not be safe. But anyway, it's been removed, right, to get fixed because obviously the guy vandalized it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not been seen since. So some are wondering what's happened to it, perhaps because of the outcry. It won't
Nobody's
go back
wondering.
Then.
Nobody's
John Oliver is
around.
Wondering because John Oliver, the talk show comedian overseas in the States, he wants it. He wants our big little banana.
Melbourne, I'm willing to buy that giant banana off you for exactly $10 Australian plus a $10,000 donation to your local food bank and $5,000 to help further fund the koala chlamydia ward.
That was the ward at Australia Zoo's Koala Health Centre that was named after Russell Crowe.
Yes. Great.
Yes.
It's a fun thing to have named after.
Yes,
you,
isn't it?
Yeah.
The chlamydia ward.
The chlamydia ward.
Anyway, he wants to buy it. And I don't want to give it up because his trade, he wants to give us this enormous alligator he's got that gives the finger that he's had in his room. And it's not a fair trade. I think our banana's cool.
Yep.
I'd almost fight to have it for us.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Into the banana.
I'm into the banana
I
more
like
than I'm into
banana.
The alligator.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm not into the alligator. Anyway, I'll let you know what happens with it. I'll put our bid in.
Banana
he's
gone over
ten, he's gone $10. I'll go 20.
Yes, great. Yeah. 20. Yeah. $20.
$20.
But he also said $5,000. How much are you giving to the committee award?
Yeah, I'll think about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll work that bit out.
Okay.
And then I'll come back with my bid. What do you reckon is fair?
To the committee award.
I mean, I like the koalas. I want to help them.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot it was koalas.
Is that what the headline will be, that I donate to the chlamydia ward?
Yes, and then in very small brackets it'll say for koalas, or it'll say in brackets for Russell Crowe.
Speaking of things costing money, a watermelon in New Zealand has popped up in a grocery store. How much do you think for this full round watermelon, normal size, big round watermelon?
What's a watermelon cost? $20?
$100.
Why?
Yes, apparently it's out of season. It needs to be shipped from Australia.
God.
But in Australia at the moment, a whole watermelon is now costing up to $30 at a supermarket.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's gone mad.
Then you've got to buy the bottle of vodka to put in it. Did you never do that?
No, mate. I slice it up and give it to the kids. What am I giving them the vodka watermelon now, am I? What do you do with that?
You
make a punch or something.
Have you never done that?
No.
You put a bottle of vodka in it and the watermelon absorbs it and you have vodka watermelon. Because it's delicious.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't confuse it with the normal watermelon for the kids.
Well,
you know?
Depends if you want to sleep.
Yeah.
No.
And how's this for great news from Apple?
Yes.
Most of the time when Apple brings out news, it means you've got to go buy more cords and plugs. But this time they're doing an update, which means that you can now edit text messages and delete text messages that you have already sent.
No. This is the worst.
You've got a 15-minute window once you've sent it, if you realise there's a spelling mistake, to tweak the spelling mistake or to withdraw the message that you sent.
This sucks because I know what happens with stuff like this.
What
it's
happens?
It's happened to me on Instagram. People write you crazy messages and then you do normal responses and then they delete their messages and then they screenshot it and go, look,
you're a psycho.
You've sent me a lot of messages. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you just don't respond to the people on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Glad we've
Well, now on text message either.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. Still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
I'm just writing a word down to Tommy because I'm not sure if it's a rude word or not. Is that a rude word?
Do you think Tommy's got a correct rude language for you?
I don't know what that means, but does that mean when someone's saying things to you?
Yes. Do you want me to say it?
Yes.
Yeah, negging.
Negging.
Yeah, no, it's not a rude word.
It's not a bad thing. And what does negging mean?
It's a not very nice thing that people do. So, like, if people are trying to pick you up or something,
they might say horrible stuff to kind of take you down a bit.
Yeah, like, okay. Oh, you look, you know, that dress is great. I've seen it. That's the third time I've seen it tonight.
Ouch.
Something like that.
Okay, so I think my gym instructor is negging me.
Oh, my God.
I can't work out if it's this reverse psychology, say mean stuff to, like, get me to work harder, or if it's more than one, it's two of them, have just turned on me. Because I found a place to go to the gym.
Are they guys?
It was a guy and a girl.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not sure.
You're getting double teamed at the gym.
I'm not sure whether I perhaps have misinterpreted, but I don't think I have. So
are they bullying? Maybe they're just bullying.
No, I think so. Okay, so I went to a class on the weekend.
Jesse's wrapping you up.
Yeah, he's playing some tunes. You want a bit of Harry Styles? I went to and so.
Oh, is it because we're doing this next?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because do you want to do this next?
I'm not meant to do it now.
Sorry, I thought.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles, as it was for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, so back to my story that I was very involved in, only to know it wasn't the time to tell it.
This is just a story with a few musical interludes, isn't it? Hope you guys had a nice time at interval back in your seats.
Okay, so I'm at the gym, yes. Okay, and I'm starting on the treadmill. Yep. And I don't, every time I go to these classes, it's a new trainer, right? Yep. So I'm not getting to know any of them particularly well. But they have your name, who you are, on a like spreadsheet. So throughout the class, they call out Marie and Melinda and, you know, good on you, Cassie or whatever, right? Yep. And so I'm on the treadmill and at the beginning they ask, is anyone sick or pregnant or whatever, let them know. And I was trying to get his attention to tell him that I'd been sick, right, so that I wasn't going to go too hard, okay, because they push you. And I just knew that my lungs wouldn't let me do that, right? Yeah. And anyway, he wasn't really interested in hearing if anybody was sick, so
mate,
he didn't look around.
In this town, if you're...
Well, not, you should let them know.
Yes. Everyone, everyone's so snotty.
Yes.
Your level of how bad your COVID's got to be to stay home here is outrageous.
It's a very different, rules of engagement, isn't it? Anyway, I was on the treadmill and part of this class is you have an incline and you have a speed, right? And so we're doing it and I always have my speed lower anyway than everybody else because I'm new at it and I'm not a very good runner, right? But I'm trying. I'm getting better and better, right? That's how he should have been.
Yeah.
See, that's lovely. That
good
would make me add a little bit of a percentage.
Yeah, good on you.
Anyway, and then he added the incline. But because I was already pushing myself with the speed and I could barely breathe, I thought I won't add the incline. And then he yelled out from the background, can see you don't have the incline on, Carrie, like this. And I was like, oh, God. And so everyone knows that I don't have the incline on. Anyway, I tried to. The music's really loud. Mouth, oh, I've been sick anyway. So I couldn't. So I just finished it. And then I got off and I knew I had to get back on the treadmill in like 10, 15 minutes time. I got off and I said to him, just so you know, I've just been sick. So I'm here and I'm on board and I want to be doing it, but my lung capacity is not as great. And he said, when I say add the incline, add the incline. And I was like,
okay.
Anyway, so then I start doing the weight stuff. And because it's loud and I'm still learning it, right, sometimes I get confused what to do. And so at one point I stopped the arm presses we were doing and he said, because I thought he said stop, and he said, did I say stop, Carrie? And I was like, oh my God, what's happening here? Anyway, so then I didn't, I kept going again. And then,
are we going to have to bash this guy?
When we went back on the treadmill, he was like, guys, and you know, add your inclines, Carrie. And I was like, yes, I get it. So I added my incline and nearly killed myself just so I didn't have to hear my name yelled out in the class again. And then when we get back down on the floor, this time I genuinely stopped because I couldn't go anymore. And this is what he said. He said, oh, Carrie stopped again. Always finding excuses.
Carrie stopped again.
I'm at the class, like giving it my best, right? And then at the end, he didn't turn the lights on, so we couldn't work. We're trying to put our equipment back and everyone was tripping over themselves. And so I thought, bad guy, bad day, he's in a bad mood. I did make a complaint. I did become a Karen because I was like, don't speak to me like that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who did you complain to?
Oh, well, I got the Well, I don't think it's a nice way to speak.
This is a world that I admire it. I can't imagine. That would never go into my head. My head, it would be maybe definitely never come back to this place.
No, because I do want to keep going.
Tommy would have left,
I did think
but
about
still
that.
Be
and, but
paying
then I
that
thought,
gym membership for months.
For years.
But I also thought, why should I suffer? Because he's rude. But funnily enough, when I said to the guy at the
right
counter, could I have the number for someone to make a claim? He said, is everything okay in there? Because you're the second person to complain.
Oh.
So I wasn't the only one, right? Anyway, but then I get back to a new class and I'm like, okay, good to go today. And
carry the complainers back.
And we get in there. It's so loud, like so loud. And the person has a little headset on that it was distorting, like it was squealing, right?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, but she couldn't see that everyone was like going, oh. So I thought, how do I let her know that it's very, very loud, like hurting our ears loud? And so she was welcoming everybody and I said, oh, could you turn it down a tiny bit, like with my fingers? And she said, I like it loud and that's how I have it, like yelling. And I was like, oh, God, again, what's wrong with these people? So then I ran on the treadmill with it piercing to the point where, you know, when it's so, like when someone says S's and stuff and your whole body goes, oh, and the whole class was doing the same thing. And then every time she looked at me, she'd say something like, loud enough for you, Carrie. And then when I came down on the floor to do my workout, Again, she was saying the same thing. Like, she'd turn around and she'd say, "Shall I whisper for you?" Oh, like, so I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was actually hurting my ears. I'm not like.
So, was it the guy from the day before in disguise?
I don't know.
Has he been fired and come back?
But I'm starting to think, is that just their vibe? Is that the kind of treat and mean to make him work harder?
So, you want to do jerk personal trainers?
Yes. Yeah. And I also want to know, do you think that was like this reverse psychology stuff to try and get me to work harder, or am I just being negged?
Yeah, great. Give us a call, 131060. Yeah. Jerk personal trainers, yeah. Are you being negged?
Am I being
yeah,
negged?
Yeah, great.
It's Carrie and Tommy. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. If you want to see Ed live in London at Wembley Stadium, just download the Listener app and search Carrie and Tommy to enter.
Right now, though, I'm not sure if I'm being negged by the gym instructor in the gym classes I'm going to, but I didn't quite go as hard as he wanted me to, and every time I stopped, he'd say very loudly, "Oh, Carrie's stopping again, everybody."
Well, remember in primary school that boys pick on girls that they like.
Yeah, but then it was a girl as well in the next class had a go at me for wanting the music turned down.
They are trying to come at you from all angles.
She started whispering, "Is this how you like it?" I'm like, oh, my God, it's so passive aggressive.
Are you
my
sure
ears are bleeding,
class?
That's all. But maybe that's the way of getting me to work harder. I mean, it's not working, but perhaps that's like an approach. Jason, what do you think?
Yes. Oh, look, I don't know if I'd call it negged or what, but I would have. That's just ridiculous. If I had a colleague or coworker that was treating their clients like that, I would be fuming. So, yeah, I'm shocked you were so cool about it, to be honest. I would have kicked up a bigger fuss if I was you.
Well, it's funny because what went through my head was I'm going to storm out of this class right now and make a statement. And then I was like, but I really want to do this workout and I can't get back to another class for a while. And also then they win. And I was like, no, I'm not going to let them win. So I'm going to stay slowly on this treadmill.
Yeah, good on you. Jason, I'm assuming that means you are a PT. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
What's your attitude? Do you ever give out tough love?
Oh, no, I don't think that's beneficial at all. Like, yeah, look, sometimes you might need to give them a little bit more extra encouragement, but if I would never give out, like, smart-ass comments, like, again, if I was Carrie, I would have just told them that, like, F off. Like, yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Jace.
That's what I wrote on the email, Jace. But the girl that I have been going to that has been there, she's been amazing, the other girl. She's been, like, she says to me things like...
Don't make it better now.
No, but the other one says to me things like, come on, Carrie, you can do it. Go a little bit harder. Come on, I know you can. I've been watching you. You can do it. I'm like, that's what I want.
Yes, I agree. G'day, Carly. Hey, Carly.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Are you a PT or have you been on the end of some negging from a PT?
Oh, I'm not sure about the term negging, but I've been on the other end. But, like, that's not tough love. That's downright rude. And if they touched my equipment when I was on it, oh, gosh, I'd nearly have to let go to give them a slap. Like,
Have you ever had to speak up and say something, Carly?
Oh, I did at the end of a class. It was quite surprising. So I just had a baby. They were a few months old and the instructor had said, look, if you want to bring her along, I'll make sure the music's not too loud and just let me know if it is. And, yeah, I had earmuffs, but, yeah, she was, you know, a few months old and then I kind of thought it was a bit loud and signaled for her to turn it down. And then, like, as far as what I heard, it sounded like she turned it up. And at the end of the class, like, another friend of mine said, did she turn that up when you asked her to turn it down? And I said, well, I think so. And, like, I said something to her and she said, look, I'm going to put in a complaint, but the actual instructor was the owner, so there's not much, you know.
No one you can complain to.
Now
I've just got visions of this guy actually just reading my complaint email. Next time I go back there, he's going to really, really up it.
I've got visions of Carly on a treadmill holding a baby and it's all a lot.
Hey, Josh, are you a PT?
Hey, I'm not a PT, but I've been on the other end of it.
No. Mm.
What happened?
Yeah, so basically it was towards the end of one of our PT sessions and the blokes just got us to do some jumping jacks, star jumps and all that. Mm. And we weren't going up hard enough for him, so he started throwing the equipment, like some of the equipment at us, like tennis balls and all that. And so, like, we're like moving out of the way and everything. Like, we're moving out of the way and he says to test our reflexes or whatever. And he's actually hit some old lady in the face.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, oh. That's the bit that makes
it wasn't too hard, but yeah.
It just sounds like Josh is giving us a pot of dodgeball. Do you maybe that's what you need? Because just bring an old lady dodgeball. So there's another target in the gym.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. It's your Tuesday afternoon all the way from London. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because up next, I've got a slightly unexpectedly saucy story for you.
A lot of your stories are saucy. Why is it unexpected?
Because it was at an Italian restaurant. And so it involves both literal sauce and the metaphoric sauce. Anyway, we'll try that next.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Around the country that on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Because I had a moment last night at a restaurant, and I don't know how suitable it is for radio. So I'm going to try.
Okay.
And if at any points it gets really too unsuitable,
okay.
You just will stop.
You know, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
My gauge is, yep.
It's good. Slightly skewed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I thought it was not unfair. I just thought it was strange because out of all the things that I've done with my life, last night I had an early night. Didn't have a drink because I've started really cracking into training, and and I sat at a restaurant at a counter at this cool old Italian restaurant, and I sat by myself and I read a book.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you need a round of applause? What's the right response?
Maybe not just yet.
Okay.
So then a waitress comes over, and she was just very sweet, is how I would describe her. She had glasses on. She was little and just like a almost like a figurine of a cute little innocent person, right? And she says to me, she said, how are you enjoying everything? And I said, it's great. Thank you so much. It's great. And she goes, oh, my God, I love books. And I thought to myself, you look like you love books. Yes, absolutely.
You always assume that. They're in a restaurant, all right?
You know, well,
not always. So,
what were you reading? 50 Shades of Grey?
Well,
what were
there's
you
a bathroom. Well,
I mean, oh, no.
Stop. Oh, Jesus, that's going to take the show into the wrong tone. Yeah. Not me, yeah.
So she said, I love books. And I said, yeah, cool. And she said, what are you reading? And I thought to myself, oh, my God, how has this happened? Because I'm reading a book that I just got today. Because here's the book that I was reading.
Oh. Is it about intimate?
Yes.
It's called... It's a woman's recount of Nights Out.
It's this famous old American writer who's really cool, and she's just about all her weird experiences. And I said this.
So it's just a book about making love.
Yeah. And so I said that. And this girl looked at me and she goes, oh, how exciting. And I laughed and I said, yeah, I guess it is exciting. And she goes, the only thing I love more than reading about.
Oh, my God.
Is watching it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. So, you know,
And I said, wait, it gets really cute again. And so then I said, what book are you reading at the moment? She goes, I'm reading a story about a woman that kills her boyfriend in a car crash and then goes to jail, and there's no sex in mine.
What a funny girl. I love it. But you, what do you, don't read that out in public. Read that at home in your bed before night time.
That's so much weirder, mate.
So did you hook up with her? Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, just because we are in London, it doesn't mean showbiz back home has stopped.
Imagine if it stopped just because we've left.
Shut it down. They're gone. In fact, TV's Night of Nights is coming up. The Logies is back. And
it's my first one I'm going to miss since 2006, I think.
Bloody hell.
I know.
And to make up for that, they've got an amazing ambassador. It's Sophie Monk. She joins us now. G'day, Sophie.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Sophie, are you still Sophie Monk?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
yes.
You didn't want to change names?
No, because then you've got to change your credit cards and also you get upgrades with my name. Like if I change it, you know what I mean? You know, you get a little bit spoiled.
What do I need to do, Sophie, to get that? I mean, I say my name loudly at receptions and I get nothing.
Are you kidding? You're nominated for a gold Logie. You can't get better than that.
Hey, I've got one more. Can I ask one more marriage question?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I promise I don't mean this in a rude way, but I've only seen your partner's name written and not said. Is it gross?
No, it's gross.
It's gross. I thought there would be a pronunciation.
It's more fancy. I feel like it's when you say Tajay, you know, but that's a solid reason too. I'm just walking out the house because he's inside.
You don't want to hear him bad-mouthing his name.
I learned this lesson the first time in Perth. There is a town which I got on stage and I said, hello, Cockburn, and it was Coburn.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You knew that. How is married life going, Soph?
It's good. It's much the same, really. We haven't had a honeymoon or anything yet, but I'm off to Spain for Love Island.
So you're going to go away without him to Love Island?
We'll go to Love Island and then we'll go on a holiday after. Perfect.
Hey, are you excited about the Logies this year? I'm assuming as the ambassador, the answer is probably going to be yes.
Yeah, imagine I was like, I'm not going. No, of course. I can't wait. It's just fun to see everyone and get dressed up. I've never been nominated, which is good because then I can have a drink, you know, but...
Yeah, none of the heavy lifting involved on the night. What do you have to do on the night as ambassador? Is all your work done pre-night?
Yes, it is. But then I present an award, and that's about it.
What can we expect this year? Is there anything new and exciting post-COVID?
No, I just think it's – how many years has it been off? Has it been two years? Yeah, 2 years.
Two, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the first real big event back. So, yeah, I think that's why it's exciting.
What's Sophie Mugg do at a big event? Do you get loose and get on the dance floor?
Of course Sophie gets loose on the
dance floor. No, I'm too sensible. I do it in my bedroom.
You just sit at the table?
Yeah, because I know there's stories and journos and everything everywhere. So I usually have a few drinks and then go have a party in my bedroom. Not inviting everyone. I'm not meaning like come back to my bedroom. You know what I mean?
It's very different to me, isn't it? I just really do it, all my business on the dance floor. Yes.
Do you go to the after parties?
Yeah, I'm a big stayer there. I actually love Logie's Night. We're talking about this off air. I love it. I know, you know, some people choose to mock it and make fun of it, but I love it. I love it as a chance to celebrate the industry. I love it as that's what we've got, so we might as well go with it currently.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it as a chance to see friends that I work with who I never get to party with, friends from other networks that I never get to see or interstate.
Yeah.
I like it as a little weekend away from the kids. I just love all of it, and I love dancing. So I'm always at the after parties, and I'm always the last one, not the actual last one, I'm not losing, but like close to the last one on the dance
floor. I'd say it's my favourite event.
I mean, you'd have to because you're the ambassador. So
That's exactly why I said it as well.
And your favorite?
Next, I'm the face of the
army. I'm sounding like more of the ambassador.
I know, that's why I tried to up you.
So, your favorite event, what, in the world, ever?
Well, I mean, I only go to two a year, so it's out of two, it's my favorite.
What's the other one now?
I did go to that. No one was invited either, so that wasn't really an event.
Why did you choose not to?
Because we never would have got around to it, because we organised an engagement party. It was such hard work. And then we didn't see each other the whole night either. And I just went, I'd be too embarrassed to read my vows and be serious. Like, I naturally, if I got a crowd there, try and be funny. So I was like, let's just keep it him and I and we'll just have like a beautiful dinner. And it was so fun and just relaxed. And I was in Ugg boots and trackies before I knew it, you know. So
did you get romantic in your vows or did you still get a little giggle?
Well, I did, but mine went for like 20 seconds and his went for 5 minutes. And I was like, I really should have rewritten it. You know, like in our industry, we cut it down. I was like culling it. And I was like, oh, no.
Probably no one wants to listen to that. I mean, he does because he's marrying you. Yes.
Yeah. His was better than mine.
Hey, we're excited about the Logie, Soph. And because you are nominated, people should vote for you. TV Week, LogiesVote.com.
What happens if you win, Kerry?
Great question.
I fly back at the time and I swoop in private.
Yeah. You could. the Logies is long enough that you could get on a plane from London at the start.
Totally.
So it's always a pleasure. Thanks, babe.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And, guys, coming up very soon, your chance to head to London, all thanks to Snooze.
And you can't do that by getting into my DMs. I'm just saying to the lovely people DMing me, you have to download the listener app and then we call you.
Have a crack through my DMs if you want.
I feel bad because they all seem lovely, but it's just a rejection.
Yeah, I mean, unlike Carrie, I will see if I can bend the rules for you. I think it will be met with stiff opposition, but have a crack.
Stiff opposition.
I was going to say.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Guys, remember when we bought a subscription to the London paper and used it for 3 weeks?
I still pay for that on my corporate credit card.
Yeah, we got a year on that subscription.
Hang on, still pay for it? Wasn't it 15 quid?
Yeah, 12 actually.
Every month I get $1 something, 28, and then I have to try and find a receipt to reconcile. It's very annoying.
Oh, and it was worst quiz too.
Yep.
Oh.
I reckon you would still secretly be reading that paper. There is no way you've got a subscription sitting there
and
unused.
You'd let it go to waste, yeah.
I'm fun and tight.
We tell wonder why you keep recommending things for the show. You're like, oh.
Question number one. What national holiday do they celebrate in France on July 14th?
Have we gone back to the quiz?
I feel like we have. Bastille Day, are we happy with Bastille Day?
Yeah, Bastille Day.
Question number two. Another English European question. What year did the Great Fire of London occur?
The Great Fire of London is a phrase I've never heard
of. Haven't
before.
You? I have heard of that. I feel like I'm going to say wartime kind of times.
Was it a fire caused by?
Oh, I don't know the details, mate.
Okay.
1914.
1914.
Okay. You don't reckon
Isn't
it's older?
The beginning of World War One.
As I said, I thought it was wartime.
Oh.
I feel like it was.
You still
maybe not.
Glowing in your previous comment.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't gotten over my great joke.
Are you on your phone messaging people about your joke? I can see you on your phone.
Are you texting to tell someone to make sure
so you reckon it's earlier?
To the podcast?
Are you texting Jess to say, can that be our promo for tomorrow?
Should be.
1800, maybe.
I reckon then, sure. 1800s is 1800s 1700s or is it 1850s?
18th century. It's 1800s or 18 something. 1825.
Bang. Yep. Agree.
All right. Question number three. What letter is at the top of most eye charts?
Ooh.
I would have thought A, but I bet it's not.
P?
Is it?
I don't know.
You would know. You would have done a few eye charts in your time.
I'm trying to picture. Yeah, well, I did one not long ago for a medical for flying. I can't.
I feel like it's a vowel.
I? That would make sense.
I. Yep. Okay, let's go I.
Question number four. During photosynthesis, what gas do plants convert into oxygen?
Oh, I remember this from school.
Carbon dioxide?
Great.
Hmm.
Question number five.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't remember it from school.
Yes. I thought there was. I remember this from school, and then it was just. And you're choosing to withhold it?
Question number five. Which is the smallest country in the world? Is it the Vatican?
Oh, is that a country?
I think it is technically counted as its own country.
Oh, that's very cool.
I was going to say Monaco as a principality, but that's bigger than a building.
I feel like I've
let's
read that
somewhere. Let's go to the Vatican. That's a fun answer. I like it.
Alrighty.
Monaco was tiny, actually.
Yeah, you couldn't even get there, mate. You're driving around in tunnels, going in and out of the country.
I know, but it just struck me how small it was. Anyway, yeah.
Alrighty, answers. Question number one was, what national holiday do they celebrate in France on July 14? It is Bastille Day. Question number two was, what year did the Great Fire of London occur? It was 1666.
Oh. Ooh. Right back.
Yes.
My parents, my mum was telling me when they were in London, like
they were 20, here for it.
No, years ago when they were in their 20s, they were in an apartment that caught on fire and they had to escape.
Really?
And then my mum was telling my dad, how's this? My mum, because my dad's a twin, my mum was telling my dad that him and his twin ran and left. And he doesn't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a fire. I was having lunch out on the street the other day and there was a fire in a restaurant. And This is how bad cooking is here. The restaurateur from our place came out and I said, he goes, is it a fire? And I said, yeah, it's a fire. And he said, oh, no, I think it could be a barbecue. There's two fire trucks.
And flames from the roof.
Yeah, the whole street
is just a snag.
Yeah. Smells lovely, doesn't it?
Question number three was, what letter is the top of most eye charts?
Yeah, nah.
It was
is
E.
Is it a vowel?
Ooh, for I. Oh.
Question number four was, during photosynthesis, what gas do plants convert into oxygen? It is carbon dioxide.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you, Bickers.
For a pass mark, guys, which is the smallest country in the world? It is Vatican City.
Well
Good
done,
on you,
everybody.
You Catholic.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.